You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections on WCHL. Today, I will be talking with Valerie Jurek, a certified aging in place specialist, on how to find a contractor you can trust when thinking about doing home modifications. Welcome, Valerie.
Well, thank you, Nicole.
I'm excited to have you here because, as we both know, the baby boomer population is growing and growing, and
yes,
these home modifications are definitely at the forefront of many people's minds, or will be soon.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you brought with you some of the top 10 things that we should know about this topic that we probably don't, and I thought a couple of these were very interesting. The first was approximately 8,000 to 10,000 people a day. Turning 65.
A day. Is
a
that
day.
Amazing?
Wow.
Just started in January of 2011. Every 8 seconds,
wow,
someone else is turning 65.
Wow.
Like, happy birthday.
Holy
happy
cow.
Birthday.
How many times can we sing happy birthday
on
this show?
Every 8 seconds.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then the other one I thought was very interesting is the number one most requested service by the year 2016 will be home modifications.
Right.
How do you know that?
AARP, or ARP, as we all know,
uh-huh,
ARP is a wonderful organization. ARP.org is a place you can go for statistics. And one of the biggest statistics coming out is people wanting to stay at home through modifications and
wow,
better living.
So I guess that crest will occur in just a few years.
Oh, yes, it will. That's why everybody's on the bandwagon now.
So you're a certified aging in place specialist.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Certified aging in place, it's the destination that you achieve with the Home Builders Association. You go in, you take classes, you take tests, and basically you're not just winging a guesstimate about someone's needs at home. You take in consideration their ability or inability at that point, and how their house is, and what needs to be done so they can live at home longer, stay at home longer, invest in their care for the future, proactive, longer. And we're trained and taught how to look at that and how to determine what needs would be and how to connect these people with their needs with the proper companies.
So it sounds like if you are going to be looking into doing some type of a home modification, it might behoove you to find someone like you.
Yeah, I am a resource. I'm a guru.
Yeah, sounds like
a resource guru.
Wow. Okay. So is it important for that person, that handyman, to have a license and insurance if you're looking to do some home modifications?
So that's one of the biggest. I'm an advocate for having the right credentials when you do something. And when you're good at what you do, you're going to boast about it. So if you have a company that says, I'm licensed and I get permits and I file the book, and yeah, they may be a little more expensive than someone in the back of the truck hammering a nail, you know, but in the long run, pay now, pay later. And these people follow the rules in the book, and the Home Builders Association have all the affiliates that are credentialed and licensed, and it's so worth it. It's so worth it on the front end.
But, I mean, in your experience, do all contractors know how to do home modifications?
No. I will tell you that. I have a construction company until recently, medical equipment and construction company, and I alone know the effects that people had by people doing work that were not licensed, that were not bonded and have all the permits, and it's sad because you end up redoing it within 2 years. All the work has to be done over again. So people don't. It's a bandwagon. They see the money. I don't mean to say people. I know it just happens that people just do the work because they're handy, but it's not done to code.
Well, all often you have the Attorney General office putting out alerts about all these scammers for older adults.
If
somebody comes
out
walking by and saying, oh, we need to clean your gutters. And then when they clean your gutters, oh, you need a new roof.
And who's going to climb up and see it?
Yeah, that poor unsuspecting older adult then hires that company for $40,000 or $50,000 to repair the roof. So that's scary stuff. So
yeah.
So home modifications, that's sort of an interesting word. I mean, you know, I think of a home modification, I think of adding on a bedroom or maybe converting my garage to a living space. But what does that sound like, look like to an older adult who has some sort of disability?
Reaching for your cabinets. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're
I have
aging.
A trouble still. And I'm tall. I have to get a step stool to reach my high ones.
Well, I'm 6'2". I don't have that issue. people, as you age and just not even have to do with a disability, mm-hmm. just in sense of aging, reaching up or reaching lower. It's just your balance. Mm-hmm. Your gait is off. Mm-hmm. If you now use a walker or something else and your doorways are too narrow or mm-hmm. the door knobs, you can't turn.
Mm-hmm.
Your fingers become, the dexterity mm-hmm. isn't there. So you need a lever. Small things. So home modification doesn't mean let's add a new room and blow out the house.
Yeah.
But you can go from small adjustments mm-hmm. that make it safe, that you don't have tripping hazards, mm-hmm. that you don't have to walk steps in the front of your house. You can have a designed ramp where you just have an incline mm-hmm. up to your front door, all the way to adding a new extensions that are much, much, much more reasonable than having to go to a facility to live.
You're saying much more reasonable, but we're talking at least things could cost. I mean, if we're adding on a room, $100,000 or more.
Yeah. You can say if you go, I'm going to give you a statistic off the top of my head. So if you can go $100,000, $150,000 on a modification, let's just throw it out
sure,
there,
sure,
okay?
Sure.
Let's
that's,
just have
that's
fun.
That's our number.
$150,000.
In the perfect world. I have that money to
world.
Spend.
Yeah. But this will make a lot of sense to you because say you do your kitchen over, your bathrooms are over, you do your hallways over, you do a lot of your house over modified with wider doorways, accessible kitchens and whatnot. At $150,000,
mm-hmm.
you take just like a mortgage would be on that.
Mm-hmm.
So at 5% interest, which is higher than what's actually out there
sure.
now, okay, it'll be around $750 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Plus fees. I don't know what the fees
that.
Are
right,
at
right.
state to state.
Right.
But just say $700, $800 a month
mm-hmm.
that you're investing back in your own home,
mm-hmm.
that you're increasing the value of your own home.
Mm-hmm.
You get to stay longer and safer in your home with your pets, with your garden.
Mm-hmm.
And AARP also says that you actually have a longevity of 7 years plus by living in your own home as opposed to going to a facility because your home was not safe. So you actually gain years.
Wow.
But not only that, your house and your property, your real estate value, everything that you have, you're staying where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also, so what is that? You're not spending $3,000 to $8,000 a month mm-hmm. on going to a facility.
Well, it sounds like you are. And on that note, we will be right back.
All right.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Caring Connections. We are going to take a short break.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us again for this episode of Caring Connections on WCHL. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Valerie Jurek, a certified aging in place specialist, on how to find a contractor you can trust when looking into doing home modifications for an older adult. Welcome back, Valerie.
Well, thank you, Nicole.
Okay, so we were just talking about, you know, some of the simple home modifications that you can do and sort of how to look at that big picture of spending maybe $150,000 on the large scale and all the things that you can get for spending that money and how many more years you can probably be in your home if you do that, which all sounded great. But, you know, unfortunately, I think in this world we operate in crisis mode.
Yes, we do.
And as caregivers listening to this show right now, what can we do? What are some of the things that we need to be looking for? As far as being proactive versus reactive, to avert that first fall, that hip fracture, that elbow fracture, that shoulder fracture, that lands mom up into
right.
a rehab center, then into assisted living, et cetera,
yeah.
as it goes, snowballs and goes down. What should we be looking for?
One's ability.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the biggest thing is to be proactive,
mm-hmm.
and we are an extreme reactive society.
Oh, yeah.
And proactive is the big word.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's an industry flair.
Sure.
Okay, so how do you be proactive? Well, what is today's society? What is living in today's houses look like? Okay, so in today's world, in the world we're in, everything is designed in houses for the average height and weight,
mm-hmm.
right? For the right-handed person,
mm-hmm.
able-bodied. Most things in this world are for young adults, perfect sight and hearing,
mm-hmm.
ability to verbally communicate their needs. But how's that going to be for you, me, baby boomers,
mm-hmm.
elderly now, in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? Is all that going to be in place? Do we change? We know we change. So what do we look for? One's condition, one's ability. Does one start to use a walker or a wheelchair? Or you think, okay, they're going to. I see what's happening. Sure. I'm a caregiver. Sure. I see it. So when you have a wheelchair, all of a sudden doorways need to be widened. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden hallways need to be taken into consideration. Right. Bathing, hygiene, all of that. So if you can be proactive and see what's coming by just common sense, okay?
But it's not going to happen to me.
It's not. That is pure denial. I have a joke saying that I meet so many Egyptians and I say it because everybody's in denial, right? Queen of denial.
Yeah.
But I say it in joke, but I mean that we all are. Look, I'm a baby boomer and I'm like, oh, how come my body's doing this? How come I can't reach that?
How come I almost fell all the way when I reached for something on the floor?
I heard something snap. What was that? Yeah. I know we're all going through it. So if we can just come to admit, okay, this is who I am and this is what I'm doing, that's what it is. And proactive is just using your eyes and common sense. Mm-hmm. This is what's going to happen, and families need to talk. Caregivers need to talk. Mm-hmm. This, let's sit down and talk about, what about doing this in the house? I see you keep falling on the rugs, the throw rugs.
Right.
Let's pick them up.
Right.
Get rid of the tripping
hazards.
They're
so hazards. Pretty.
You know, they're so pretty. But, you know, think about, let's pick the flower pots up off the floor.
Yeah.
Let's not wax this floor so much anymore and you walk in socks all the time.
Right.
You know, simple things like that, along with modifying actual doorways. And like I said, everything should be in the planning mode, not a panic mode. And we are a panic mode driven society.
There's no doubt about it.
Aging in place and home care, in my opinion, my professional long time opinion, is aging in place at home and home care is the win-win situation. Mm-hmm. Caregivers and facilities, like I mentioned before, and there are other qualified companies out there, many, but I really like HomeWatch Caregivers. And so if you want to find a construction person that can take care of your small needs, from widening a doorway to your $150,000 modification, if you want. There, no job is a small job. And anyone I deal with, anyone I talk with, they will look at anything. Mm-hmm. So the company I work for is Infinite Home Resource.
Okay.
So infinitehomeresource.com. And you'll actually get me. I'm handling this area and I will be the resource for any need.
Okay.
So
big
any
small.
Need, big or small. So if you want to do anything at the contractor to get, and if you're not sure, you can go to the Home Builders Association's website, Wake County, or they're the biggest ones. Or you can call me, and there's plenty of us that will help you and guide you and help you with assessments as to what to do and who's the right person and who's the person you can rely on.
And I think in this area, we're blessed with so many different resources, which is a good and also sometimes a scary thing because, you know, if I had to do a home modification, you know, prior to having this conversation, I don't think I would necessarily know who to connect with in this area to know that this is going to be the best thing for my mom or dad who might be moving in with me.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking about the caregivers here. And you know, a lot of the children move here before the older adults. And then when they move their older adult family members down, you know, before they buy them that home, that might be the best time. Maybe they're not having issues to kind of look at that home and think about the future. Or maybe you're thinking about moving a loved one into your home and putting on an in-law apartment or modifying the first floor master. And
there's so much to do.
I think it's easier sometimes to do things before people actually move into the home too. Wouldn't you agree?
Proactive. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm working with two real estate agents as well.
Oh, okay.
So when they have people, a lot of people from the north are finding North Carolina to be beautiful, as we know.
Yes.
I fell from the north as well. But working with real estate agents that are finding people that are buying for their parents. So I am in the middle of having my mom come here, as I told you.
Yes.
And she is either going to go to a facility or we're getting her a house to be adapted. And I want the house, but we'll see. She's a little stubborn. But she likes the idea. I mean, that's what she really wants, to come here and be proactive herself. So, yeah, we have to all think about the help. And that's the scary part. Where do I go? Who do I trust?
Right.
Who's going to take advantage of my parents when I'm not around?
Right.
Who's going to? So, again, my company that I'm working with is Infinite Home Resource. Mm-hmm. Let me give you my phone number.
Sure.
And anybody that wants to call me, please call me. Again, I'm Valerie. My number is 919-599-6940. 599-6940. And I'll be happy to help you with any questions. It could be about anything with modifications and staying at home and safety. It's all about the safety.
So again, what about signs? Signs that, you know, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to do some change.
When someone's ability starts to change.
Like what? Like
I used to see my mother. Let's take my mother. Okay. This is easier
That's
for me
easy.
To say that,
yeah.
Right? We'll talk about mom so I don't get anybody else in
now.
Trouble. No, I won't. She's still in New York. We don't go that far. Say my mom, I noticed that she didn't go up into the steps as often as she did. So she started to live her life in the lower part of the house. You see? So I wasn't in New York in that particular area, but my brother was. And why is mom staying in the first floor? I noticed, oh, she's starting to sleep on the couch. She's starting to, oh, mom's just getting lazy. I'm like, no, wait a second.
Yeah.
There's a reason why she's not going up. So steps became an issue.
Right.
So it's a change in personality, a change in habit.
Right.
Mom always did that. Why is it different? Mm-hmm. Or dad always did. If one changes what you normally see, either caregiver or a family member, there's something going on there. And it's usually in the physical inability starts to happen. And it's just with aging.
Well, we're going to take a short break. I'm here today on Care and Connections talking with Valerie Jarek, a certified aging in place specialist, on how to find a contractor you can trust in home modifications on WCHL. And we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections on WCHL, and I am joined with Valerie Jarek, a certified aging in place specialist, talking about how to find a contractor you can trust in home modifications as a prevention. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, so in the last few minutes we have here, I just want to reiterate some of the websites that you gave out for the listeners. I think they would be a great resource for folks listening in today. The Home Business Association of Wake County's website.
Right, it's hbawake.com.
And then the company you are working with.
InfiniteHomeResource.com. I know it's long.
That's okay. And then we also, we've quoted aarp.org. They, of course, always have a huge wealth of information.
Right.
So. Parting notes, things you want people to know or remember as they leave the show today.
I have a lot, so I'm going to go fast.
Not too fast now.
Okay. Home modifications are not scary. What you are doing is investing in yourself. You're investing in your ability to be home as long as possible.
Okay.
They can be as simple as widening a door, changing doorknobs, or changing an actual bathroom or kitchen redesign. Universal design is a design where people that are standing or sitting in a wheelchair use the same appliances. It's in all the way to expanding or building a brand new house on a piece of land.
I tell you, I was in
barrier-free.
Recently, I was in a home that had universal design. You would have never known.
Never. It's amazing. See, it's lack of knowledge that people don't realize how well-versed this industry is in that. So people are afraid, and fear is just lack of knowledge. So if we can school and educate, you're investing in yourself. I will be more than happy to help you. I love what I do for 30 years, and I will get anybody through any situation or question about it. So I will end it with, it's a wonderful investment in yourself. And Ben Franklin had a quote that I absolutely love, and it says, 1 ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And thank you, Ben, for that. And proactive is the way to be.
Well, Valerie, it has been a complete pleasure to have you on the show here today.
I think
definitely look at home modification as an option to help the older adult that you're caring for in your life. I think, as Valerie said, most people would prefer to live out their days in their home if they're able to. It's not for everybody.
There's certainly
times when, you know, moving on needs to occur and it's maybe not healthy for that family caregiver to
as long
provide
as you can.
That care. But as long as you can, if you can do it, add another 7 years on.
That's a proven fact. Can you imagine?
That is amazing. Yeah. There's not much you can do that can add 7 years to your life. So.
Or save on your retirement by staying home and not having to pay it out
to
facilities.
Definitely. So, again, thank you for joining us for this episode of Caring Connections on WCHL. As always, you may email your caring questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Thanks so much and have a wonderful day.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by Home Watch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring at 1360WCHL.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.